Welcome back, Fire Tribe. Wednesday, May 21st.
We've climbed
the mountain, boys. We've climbed to the top. We've crossed the desert. Game week 28. We made it.
Do you know who else crossed the desert?
Who?
Of being trophyless for 17 years.
Don't. Okay, give me a second. Jeez, give me a second. Sorry.
Just firing it off first.
I'm excited to get this man's thoughts on it.
It's the end of our first season as Fireside FPL. So it's been fun learning experience. We appreciate everyone that tuned in to us, everyone we talked to. Appreciate the FPL community. But yeah, I'll pass all that. We'll pass all the thankfulness and all of that so we can get to Dave. Dave, I don't have anything to ask you. I just want to let you say what you want to say. Do you have anything to say to the people? Anything?
Did something happen today?
No.
Oh, good.
No, nothing happened. On.
Nothing really happened in the game either.
No, nothing did happen in the game.
For any of you that don't know, Dave is our token Manchester United fan.
Mm-hmm. I feel pretty token right now.
Yeah. Are you...
Really, I jinxed it because I said like 10 times last episode that Spurs were going to lose to us.
Stay tuned for that short.
There has been about 5 weeks in a row where Dave has mentioned every time talking about a player playing Tottenham that they're not good unless they play a bottom three team. So, you know, that might have been a little karma coming your way.
Bottom four team.
True. We can update that. It's okay, Dave. It's, you know, you'll get him again next year. I know how that goes.
Totally.
I know how that goes. I watched my team go undefeated all season last year and then blow it in the Europa final, the biggest game of the season. The difference is...
I remember.
Leverkusen was locked into a UCL spot.
Yep. Mm.
Manchester United, not so much. But that's okay.
Yeah, our buddy Luke, big Tottenham fan, so shout out Luke. He did text me and say,
"Shout out,
that's bad karma for Dave.
Ooh.
He wanted me to call you a chump for talking crap
Luke.
On Tottenham." Ooh.
Also, congrats.
Hate to see it. All it took was Harry Kane leaving.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Hey, it was a win-win for them.
Yeah.
He won his first trophy.
Yeah.
Tottenham won theirs, and congrats to Son.
I do love Son. He's
one of the most loved players ever.
If you want to come back in your later years, we'll take you. We'll welcome you right back. Leverkusen will take you right back, buddy. Can we pay him? I don't know. We'll welcome him.
Not probably.
I don't know, man.
With the money you're getting for Frimpong, cash.
They're not getting any money for Frimpong, and they'll get a lot of money for Verts, though, so that'll be nice. All right. We're only doing one episode this week. We're doing our player picks. Last episode of the year, until we get into the summer, we'll do some other things. We'll talk transfers. We'll talk predictions. We'll do all that throughout the summer, so that'll be fun.
Stay tuned.
Matchups this week, actually kind of good. None of those bottom teams are playing each other this week.
Yeah.
So that, I feel like there's a lot of opportunity right now for players to kind of pop off. But before we get into that, let's talk about our team and how we finished.
Yeah.
We had a good week.
This number's come up a few times recently. Our total.
We had a really nice...
I didn't know what you were talking about.
We're really good at having a really nice total.
Yeah, I love this total, too.
I would take that total every game all season if I could. I don't want more. I definitely don't want less.
All day, all night. Hey, what's
Dave,
the total, Dave?
I mean, we had a pretty nice total of 69 points. 206,000th on the week. Everyone's thinking it. But just to give a little recap of our team, Ezri Konsa was our high scorer with 15 points.
He was the high scorer of the week, I'm pretty sure.
Was he?
I think he was the top scorer this week, yes.
15 points, shutout, and he scored, so that always helps if you're a defender.
Yes.
Pretty balanced other than that. We captained Ollie Watkins, who put up 10 with the captain. Wiese with 10, found the back of the net. Our boy Gerard Bowen with another 8 spot. Strong performance from him. Morgan Rogers, 6. Eberechi Eze, 6. David Raya in net. Finally. Got the clean sheet, finally.
Finally. Thank you, Arsenal. Finally.
But, those are the highlights. Balanced approach. A little disappointing from Salah, Guardiola, Munoz. But, overall, the team performance was good. We'll take that 69 points.
If you're out there and you're like us and you had Guardiola and you lost your clean sheet in minute 97.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just us. You let us know in the comments. That's happened to us. Like, six times this year, where we had a player and that team gave up a meaningless goal in a game that they were going to win in like the 90 plus minute. It's so frustrating. Yeah. We talked about it. I feel like teams just, they're like, yeah, we're up by multiple. We're good. Yeah, you guys do what you want. We're fine.
Like, what? Yeah, I'll just say that if you want to get 69, and I mean in FPL, follow us, subscribe, watch our videos, because we do give good tips to get to that number.
Nice tips, nice point totals. I mean,
we do give good tips to get to that number.
We did leave one man from City that did well, Omar Marmoush. We left him on the bench this week.
Absolute banger.
What a squeamer.
Absolute banger from the Moosh.
Yeah. They're saying goal of the season, potentially.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I was trying to think of other ones, but I mean, Kirkus has a pretty a good one. I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see.
Not important for this episode, though.
So, that's how the team finished. We got one more week left. Let's see how we do. But let's start talking about that last week. Dave, I'm going to ask you to do it again.
What?
Give us the transfers.
All right, fine.
One more time.
One more time.
Since one more time. Apparently, Jared Bowen is my new favorite player. He's the number one.
He's awesome.
Transferred in player.
No surprise there.
His teammate right behind him, Ollie Watkins, they're going to play. Or not his teammate, excuse me. They do wear the same color shirt.
Almost identical, yes.
But Ollie Watkins gets a dejected Man United team in game week 38. So you do like that. Evan Nielsen's on here. He gets Leicester at home. You like that. Saka, Raya, and Jakob Kiwior, a trio of Arsenal players for that Southampton matchup. And then Johan Wiese, he's on here as well. Been pretty consistent all year, so that's no surprise.
Is Vardy on there?
No, sorry, dude.
Listen, I gave Vardy his flowers, and look what he did last week.
Scored.
Got a goal in his final game.
They're saying
final home game.
They're saying they shouldn't start him this week because he'll end with 500 games played for Leicester and 200 goals, which is a pretty cool number.
Why?
If you're just into round numbers.
Yeah, I don't
like it. I think it's a pretty unique number to be like he played half a I was going to say century, that's 50. He played 500 games, scored 200 goals. Leave it at that. Why go for 501 games?
Why don't you say, well, it'd be what if it's 501 games and 201 goals?
That's not cool.
Okay, so it's just like a visual thing?
Yeah. I think it's one of the cooler stats out there.
Are you on this, Dave? I'm not on this. I would say get as many goals as
you
can.
Let us know in the comments.
I mean,
I'm not on that, so.
I'm a little OCD with round numbers, so I get where Phil's coming from, but.
Okay.
Well, yeah, 201 goals is better than 200. Just saying.
I mean, I don't know where to go from there. So let's go back to the transfers.
If we go to the outs, there's a couple notable things on here. A couple guys that picked up some injuries and have some concerns. Notably is Alexander Isak, who's the number one transferred out player. Newcastle got to have this game. They're right in that super close race for Champions League places. So just keep an eye on his status if you own him, which is like half of you out there. Same thing for William Saliba. Also picked up a knock. The rest of the guys, Mo Salah's on here. And
good.
We've been having that discussion about should you hold on to him or not?
Clearly not.
I think the answer was no because he has one goal in eight games.
Yeah, he got his record. He got his bag of money. He has not been the same player since then. Fair enough. Whatever. They locked the league up. Yeah, I'm not like upset about it. I understand why it's happening. It's not like they're fighting for a Champions League spot and he doesn't have a new contract. Like, yeah, it's totally understandable. It's not happy about it, but you know.
I think the logic was sound. I think he was just obviously he's so good and was having such an amazing year that I don't think you expected him to have one goal in eight games, but
I'm never going to blame someone for,
I think there was a lot. I think the logic there was, was fine.
I will say his expected goals over the stretch is pretty high.
I'm sure
he's missed some sitters. He's had some really good chances. So
he's still one of the most involved players on their roster.
Like the fact that he hasn't scored is also an anomaly. So it's just kind of one of those weird situations.
Remember what we said a lot of the year, though, is like he would have games where he wasn't super involved and have one or two moments and he'd have a goal and an assist.
You said it.
But anyway, De Bruyne and Omar Marmoush are on this list as well. Bruno Fernandes, for obvious reasons. Danny Munoz is on here. They play Liverpool. But definitely the two definitely the most notable one there is Alexander Isak. So monitor his injury status if you have him.
All right, yeah, and you mentioned about Newcastle, how they're kind of in the run. So like before we even go into players, let's just break it down where the table sits, because I think a lot of people's decisions this week may depend on like looking at the schedule. Who are these teams playing, right? So
look somewhere in, on the screen, wherever you're watching this, for the table. Sean will put it up there for you.
I'll think about it. Arsenal has 71 points. They are locked into a Champions League spot. But they're really only competing for second this week. That's kind of what they're doing. So I don't think they're over competing right now. Sure, they want to win, but they're not in a in a chance of dropping out of that Champions League. So, you know, take that as you will. The four teams that really need to be talked about: Man City, Newcastle, Chelsea. Five teams. I'm sorry. What? Arsenal cannot drop out of the UCL.
I think Arsenal's second, confirmed, because head to head against City, they're above them.
They're up,
and they have them on and they have them on goal difference.
Yeah, they're locked
in. Oh, you're saying okay? I thought you meant
no. They're just locked in. They're locked in, so they don't care.
So they're not really playing for anything. You make a fair point. Sorry, yes, you are correct. So the teams that need to be talked about: City, Newcastle, Chelsea, Villa, Forest.
Sick.
Yeah, all of those teams have a chance to make the Champions League. All of those teams could finish. No, I was going to say all those teams can finish in any of those spots, but goal differential would knock that out. But they're all within 3 points is my point.
Yeah.
All those teams are within 3 points, so they're all going to be trying very, very hard. The game of the week is going to be that Chelsea-Nottingham game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an absolute banger of a game, I think. But yeah, that's where the table sits. So, you know, if you're looking at players, we're talking about players, a lot of that's going to be on the fact that some of these teams have to win this week. They have all of it to play for, so...
Villa and Newcastle are probably in the best situations, because Villa plays Man United.
Haven't scored in three straight games, Man United.
Newcastle's at home against Everton. So those two are probably sitting the best. City plays Fulham.
City away against Fulham is... If I'm Fulham...
Raul's been doing
City
okay.
City really
right
only
now.
Needs a draw, though.
Raul looks good, though.
Stuff would really have to go against them if they
Fulham,
lost
Fulham. If I'm Fulham, I'm like, I'm going to go out and try to screw this team.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely, you try and do that.
But valid point.
But
City's also
that high Chelsea that Chelsea Forest game. Forest a draw doesn't work for Forest.
Nope.
They must have a dub. Yep. A draw could work for Chelsea, but I would imagine they don't want to leave it to that.
Nope.
Yeah. So I do. Where is that game? That game is Nottingham Forest is at home. Yep. So that's a big one. That's going to be a good one to watch. That'll be the one I'll be watching.
We'll see if the Nottingham Forest owner comes down and talks smack on the coach again.
I mean, I kind of hope so.
It was good TV watching that.
These games are happening on Sunday at 11 a.m.
Same time.
The Fireside Boys are going to be out for brunch. We're going to find a place to watch these games. We're going to be live tweeting about it.
I was going
to
say, I'm going to tweet.
So follow us.
I'm going to tweet my butt
on Twitter and get our reaction of the games.
You might get some serious hot takes.
We'll have some mimosa, some pancakes, some eggs.
I don't eat pancakes, but that's fine.
Yeah, I hate pancakes.
Eggs are cool, though.
Eggs are cool, though. What about mimosas?
Oh, absolutely. All right. I prefer a beer mosa.
Beer mosa?
Yeah.
What about a rum mosa?
A rum mimosa?
So is that just orange juice and
rum? Or a gin mosa.
Just everything inside of orange juice?
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess that's a screwdriver.
A vomosa? That's just a screwdriver.
I know. A screwdriver.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's okay. So yeah, that's kind of where the table sits. It's going to be a very exciting last week, which is great, and it's what we want. A lot of teams trying to finish strong, a lot of teams trying to upset them. So shall be interesting. Now, with all that said and done, let's get to the players. We're going to start with a forward, Dave. Sky's on your list this week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about him? He was on my list a couple weeks ago. I don't know. I'm a big fan of him. Again, I say it every time. Bournemouth, I'll bury the lead. Bournemouth didn't buy this guy for him not to score goals. Like, they didn't spend all the money for him not to be a solid forward. Go ahead, though.
No, I mean, nothing too in-depth here. They play Leicester at home.
Yeah.
So, you love that matchup.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I think Evan, he's been pretty involved lately in the expected goals realm.
Evan Nielsen, by the way, neither of us said the name.
Oh.
We're talking about Evan Nielsen.
Evan Nielsen. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's mostly about the matchup, and I mostly wanted to call him out. I mean, season-long players in the FPL universe are very aware of him, but if you're in your mini leagues, I think he's a nice option this week because he's only 4% owned, especially if you happen to have more than one transfer left and maybe you have Alexander Isak. Jumping down from Isak to Evan Nielsen is a nice way to open up some money. Maybe you reinforce your midfield or something like that. He's one of probably my favorite forward differential option for this last week.
Yeah, I mean, he's only played 30 games this season. But, you know, he's like right outside the top 10. I want to say he's right around 14, 15 in terms of points for forwards. So he's had a solid season. I don't know what else to say about that one other than Leicester's not good at playing defense.
Yeah. This is a matchup play.
Yeah, they're third in goals conceded, 78 goals. Like, that's, you know, obviously behind Southampton and Ipswich. They're not a good defensive team. He's a forward, so I don't care if Leicester goes and gets a goal.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that pick. He's probably, what do you think? He's got to be the best differential option this week in terms of forward. I think Danny Welbeck.
In terms of forwards?
Danny Welbeck's looked okay. Yeah. I think Joao Pedro's still.
Brighton
is he still out?
Interesting.
Is that three game suspension still on? Or?
It's over.
It's over, but he didn't play in against Liverpool.
Nope. I think, you know, Strand Larsen, we'll talk about him a little later. I think he's also an option. We're talking differentials here. We're not talking, you know, the big dogs. But, yeah, I think Evan Nielsen, he's kind of been that all season as well. Like, kind of always, he's never been to the spot where it's like, oh, got to get this guy. But he's always been right at that top of the differential list, like week in, week out.
I think if Bournemouth doesn't hit that weird dip mid-season or like three quarters of the way in, he might have been up there as a consistent forward. But
they were on a tear for a minute. They're on a tear for a minute. I know what I want to talk about for like the eighth week in a row.
Who?
Everyone's going to be bored of this topic at this point, but
Gerard Bowen.
Nope.
Sorry, go
ahead. Gerard Bowen. I'm like, we're not going to talk about Gerard Bowen. You should get him. He's one of the best players this week.
I think it ties into this though. So go for it.
Salah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see the transcript right here. I know you're going to say Salah.
Yeah, Salah. I want to talk about Salah again.
Yeah.
Because he stinks. In FPL purposes, right now, he stinks.
Sean, there's a chance here that you don't know ball.
I don't know ball because I think he's not good right now. So let's take it from our team, okay? You want to say something?
I don't think you're wrong with that, and might be a hot take. I'm very surprised Liverpool offered him a new contract.
Well, that I'm not surprised about. I think
for the amount of money.
I mean, I just feel like in this sport, money's money for some of these teams. Like, does it really matter?
I could be wrong, but I want to see next year because even though he produced goals and assists, he didn't look his best year anymore.
No, you're right.
He's getting older, so the amount of money, I'm surprised by that. But
some of that might have been nostalgia. Might have been a nostalgia play, knowing that he's been the guy for them.
There's
some
money from
years.
Trent walking, which is straight profit for them. So anyway, go on, Sean.
So what I was going to say was we're going to use our team as an example. Players we have available to play on offense. Rodgers, Eze, Salah, Murphy, Bowen, Marmoush, Wiese, Watkins. Would you put Salah on the bench to either play three forwards or an extra defender?
I think I would bench him, but I think I would just transfer him out and bring in
a full on transfer on him.
Well, yeah, if you're gonna, there's only 1 week left. I would bench him.
It's a fair point.
Or transfer him, excuse me, and then bring in a midfielder that you want to play. You know, whoever your favorite midfielder is for this week, price doesn't matter. You know, you want to.
That's like, you could pick Palmer. I want Palmer.
If you don't have Bowen, that should 100% be your move.
Bowen, I mean, if Brian Mbeumo is out there. I think I like Leandro Trossard this week.
Yeah, I saw on Instagram Trossard. Someone had said, you know, if he's starting, 100% you should get him. I don't know if I agree with that. Again, I just don't know if Arsenal has anything to play for. So how are they going to look? I don't know. I mean, Trossard's the best bet for a goal, probably. Or an assist, I should say.
But, like, Salah's got... He's got one goal and one assist in his last 8 games.
I mean, think about
it. He's played 90 minutes in every game except one.
After game week 28, they played Southampton. He had 15 points. Since then, he's had 3-2-6, 3-8-2-2-2. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone thought we were about to be here the way he was cooking.
I mean, like we said at the start, I think, like, there was definitely some logic there of, like, you know, they don't have a ton to play for. They're obviously going to win the league. He's not going to get the record anymore. But I don't think we expected, you know, 6 out of 8 blanks.
He's just chilling. I mean, his percentage is now down. I think it was at 75 a couple weeks ago. He's now down to 66.5. So I know that's still outrageous. A lot of those are probably dead accounts. But, I mean, 10%, almost a 10% drop on any player is massive. So, yeah, I think, you know, the reason I brought it up, I think we were all in agreement. I don't even want to play him this week. I think that's the message. I think it's a waste. I think we've been doing this for weeks of he'll get one. I don't think he's going to get one, especially not in the last game of the season. Maybe he does. You never know. But give me someone that looks like they're still, like, hunting, you know? Not to say he's not, but just give me someone that really wants it this week.
So are we saying if you're getting rid of Salah, would it go Bowen, Mbeumo, Trossard?
Yeah, Bowen and I think you probably throw Stock.
No, I would do Bowen and Mbeumo Eze.
Yeah.
Even against Liverpool, I would probably go Bowen and Mbeumo Eze. I mean, I'm basing that purely on they are the three of the hottest players in
You're basing FPL that on right our now. On our team, too, because we already have Eze.
I am looking at that, yes.
I throw Saka into that mix, too. Those are probably the four guys that I would look at for this week.
Yeah. So if you're someone out there who's going to play Salah and he scores, you can come back and tell us we were dumb, but I'm just over it. I'm over the pain. At this point, we just like the pain. That's what we're doing. We just like the pain.
No longer the Egyptian king.
No longer the Egyptian king. We'll see if he bounces back next year. Until next year. That's going to be a fun summer conversation, talking about what he's going to look like next season.
Like shit.
Yeah, Phil's early thoughts.
That's it. That's the episode.
Early draft thoughts.
Rhymes
with spit.
Lickety split.
Lickety split.
Should we... There's some defenders I like this week. Should we talk about some defense?
Yeah.
Because I'm
big on defenders this week. That's where I'm really... My mind's at is mostly defenders.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Anybody... guys. You got anybody in particular?
I got guys. Let's start with the guy that's probably going to be the most traded in defensively, or at least one of the top options. Konsa.
Our defensive king from this past
week. He is our defensive king. We left him on the bench 1 week. We said never again. Never again.
Sorry, Ezri.
We won't ever do it again. No, like I said, I think he is kind of the talk of the town right now. Defensively, a lot of people are on him. He's returned in his last 3 straight games. Villa have 3 shutouts in a row right now. They know they have to win to get in the UCL. So again, that comes back to the team aspect of it. They're gonna be gunning to get this win. On the flip side, sorry to do this to you, Dave, but Man U just lost a Europa final, so they are gonna be deflated. They have not scored a goal in 3 straight games, and they currently have nothing to play for except pride.
All right, Sean, I thought we were friends.
Sorry, I'm just giving you one team has it all to play for. They're kind of on a heater. The other team is the exact opposite. I think if you're looking, nothing constant is, this is a prime shutout opportunity, but he has a good chance at getting points to assist goals. He's been doing it. So, I mean...
He's got a couple goals on the year, but I mean, yeah, at United generally struggle against set pieces, so there's always that against them. And yeah, I think United's give a damn is going to be pretty low in this game. That's all I got for you.
You don't want to talk about it. I get it. Oh, look, and here's if you want to do the far-reaching math, they just beat Tottenham 2-0. He scored a goal, and Tottenham just beat Manchester United 1-0. So, ipso facto, they're going to beat Manchester United, right? That's how that math works?
It does. Yeah. It normally shapes out
that way. You don't need math to come to that conclusion.
You know. So, Konsa, I think, you know, for everyone out there, I'm sure most people know him. They're probably looking at him this week. But, you know, if you weren't thinking about the factor of Manchester United just losing the Europa final, that could be a big play in there, too. The second guy who I know is also kind of the talk of the town based on transfers right now is maybe the only Arsenal defender left with working legs.
Jakob Kiwior?
Yes.
Hopefully that's how we pronounce your name, Jakob. Sorry.
Kiwior.
But he's somebody I've been on him for a few weeks now. I think I mentioned him like a month ago. He's just like Sean said, Arsenal's got three defensive starters out.
Three best defensive
starters. Saliba, Gabriel, Timber, all not going to play. Yeah. Kiwior, another one, like, I think like a lot of our takes are more mini league focused because he's only 2% owned.
Yep.
And Arsenal, Arsenal plays Southampton. So good shutout potential. He has scored a goal semi-recently. So I think it's a pretty easy play to target one of the better defensive teams with a fantastic matchup.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I think Raya's the better option. I say that because he's owned by 30%, 31%, a third of the league. But if you don't, like, if you have him, I'm probably not getting two Arsenal players because they should shut this team out.
You have a problem with Arsenal.
They should shut this team out, but they do have three of their best defenders hurt. You just never know. They're playing for nothing. It just gives me a bad feeling. So, like, if you have Raya, play him, of course. I wouldn't get both of them. If you don't have Raya and you want a piece of the back line, I think this is obviously the best option. I don't think anyone else on that team is worth getting defensively because I don't know if they're going to play 90. He's the one that's been playing 90 since Gabriel's injury. He's played 90 every single week since Gabriel got hurt. I like him. Again, Arsenal scares me right now.
You just don't trust them.
I know Southampton is god-awful, and this is probably the best statistically odds of a shutout this week. Just get a bad feeling. So I'll play Raya, but I wouldn't pick up Kiwior, but I understand if someone's going to do it. So that's where I'm at with that one. I understand the pick. I get scared from it, but I fully understand why you'd want to make that pick.
We'll allow it.
We will allow it.
This is multiple cheap defenders, but
So those are the top two, though, right? We think those are kind of the top two.
Konsa and Kiwior?
Yeah, probably the top, and then go from there.
I think they're in a tier with the next people, going to say.
Okay.
I think there's one matchup that I would pick up.
Bournemouth people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, like, Kirkez has been pretty heavily owned for a long time now. Yeah.
17-18%.
I also like Dean Huijsen, I think, is a good differential this week.
I was talking about Dean Huijsen early in the season.
The original chill guy.
Welcome. Real Madrid's trying to get that, man.
They already got him.
I think it's
welcome gap. To the best club in the world.
He'll love that. He's going home. He's Spanish.
I know.
But yeah, Dean Huijsen, I like. Obviously, still Kirk is. If you have him, start him.
Ilya.
If you must, Ilya Zabarni, also an option. He's 0.5% owned. So
yeah, I mean, I like,
they're at home against anyone. They're at home against the worst offensive team in the league. So,
but I like Kirkez because he has a chance of getting points outside of a shutout. Sure. None of those other guys are gonna do that.
Well, Huijsen does have three goals. Kirkez obviously way more involved creatively. Yeah. But
I mean, you could double up one of them for a differential.
You could do Huijsen and Kirkez.
Kepa goalie.
Or Kepa as well.
Yeah, so options out there.
Do you guys know Kepa has won a Champions League?
With?
Sean.
The best club in the world.
Sean, do you know what kind of mood I'm in right now and you're going to bring up that?
Does he
have two?
Did he win with Chelsea?
Was he on that Chelsea team?
This is why I'm drinking on this podcast.
Was that Pulisic's team that he won with?
That was Havertz.
Havertz and Pulisic, yeah, that's right. I think, no, he wasn't. Never mind, I'm not even going to say it. Wait, hold chat. Chat, hold. YouTube watchers, hold.
He has two Champions Leagues. He did go with Chelsea.
You know who could replace Onana? Kepa.
I would take. That's fine.
That's
fine.
Yeah, that's not a hot take right there.
Okay.
Just name another goalie and I'll take him.
So, moving on to more cheap defenders. Dan Byrne, I think, is another top option. Again, not super differential. He's owned about 12%. It's probably going to go up. But like Kirkez, top 10 guy on the season right now in points. They get Everton. Newcastle is playing for their UCL lives. So they're going to come out flying. And I think, you know, if you wanted to get a Livermento, fair.
Yeah.
I think Dan Byrne's the best option. But if you're, again, if you're in your mini leagues, differential is all you really need. Yeah, go get Livermento. Dan Byrne's probably the best option, though.
Well,
I thought Char was still hurt.
Fabian Char is.
I thought he was hurt still. That's my fault.
No, no, you're good.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
I would have, if you would have made me guess who is the most heavily owned of the three, I would have said Char. He's actually the lowest owned of the three.
Yeah, well, that's because he was hurt.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, any of those three, I think, are good plays. Home against Everton, good shout-out potential.
I would say, if you put them in order, Dan Byrne, best option, but he's the most owned. I would probably put Fabian Schär, second best option. And then I would put Livermento at third, just because I think he has the least chance of getting anything outside of a shutout.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're only playing for a shutout, go differential, go cheapest.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think the summary of all of that is there's two, three really good matchups where defenders are likely to get a shutout. So,
oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, you're not done.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh my gosh.
I got another one. A little.
This is crazy because
we'll edit this one out.
I thought he was done.
I got two more.
Yeah.
I got two more.
Two more?
I got
more cheap defenders?
More cheap defenders?
For FPL players? Courtesy of Fireside Sean?
Sean's.
I got a blast.
Big on the D this week.
I know what my thumbnail is going to be.
I got a blast from the past this week. Gotta close this window. It's raining out there. I got a
training defenders, cats.
Blast
and defenders.
From the past.
It's all the defenders you hear.
Okay, I'm not going to say it again until you guys are ready. I've already said it four times. I got a blast from the past.
I was about to
for Dave.
Who are you going to say?
Well, it's a Manchester United.
Does it rhyme
product.
With Schmon Schmishaka?
That was a terrible way to do that. But yes, it does rhyme with Schmon Schmishaka. It would be Wan Bissaka.
Oh.
4.4 million, 5.7% owned. He's in that differential range. Ipswich away, they're terrible. And West Ham has been really good. They have one shutout in their last two. But West Ham's been playing really well. And I think he gives you a little bit of attacking upside. If I'm picking between all those guys, Wan-Bissaka is interesting to me right now. I that's just me.
Good matchup. He has five assists on the season.
I almost like him
goal, right,
more.
Sure.
I almost like him more than a Dan Byrne or a Kirkus. Like, I'll go that far to say I almost like him more than that. I don't know if you guys would agree with me on that. Probably not, but...
I don't mind that take.
It's definitely a differential play, but there's a lot of good... There's a lot of those this week that are good options.
You want to hear another one?
Sure, why not?
One more. I'll give you one more, and then I'll stop. And then we'll talk about one other thing, and we'll get out of here. Van Heck. Do you know what team he plays for?
Brighton!
The team that I've been pounding the table for a few weeks now. 4.5 million. I have. Okay, not pounding the table for. Let me finish.
Listen.
He's owned 0.7. What did I say? I said for a few weeks, everyone was out on Brighton because their entire back line was hurt. It was a good defense before they all got hurt. They've been a solid defense since they've all been back. They're playing Tottenham, who we know is better than Man U, but not very good. They just won a massive game, maybe the biggest game in, 16 years for them.
They're going to be hungover.
They are going to be hungover. They don't give a crap if they win or lose this game. They're going to go out there. I mean, they could definitely win and score goals, but if you're trying to be the most different you can possibly be, I like this guy because he's also the cheaper option on Brighton, less owned. Give me Van Heck this week as your ultimate differential pick.
No argument. No argument for me.
Yes. No.
Yes.
I have nothing to add. Other than Sean says he's been pounding the table.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
I picked Brighton to finish fifth in the league.
Yeah.
And I last week literally said Brian's the sleeper for the last two games.
So then can we say we all pounded the table?
Thank you.
Nice. We all pounded the table.
It's just selfish.
All right.
He's
so
the host of the show. So
we gave you a bunch of cheap options there. I think defenders are very interesting this week with all the matchups. So that's kind of where our minds went.
Yeah.
I want to finish this episode with one conversation that we've already had maybe two times this season. I want to have it one more time before the last week of the season. That conversation is Cunha versus Strain Larson.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
I was going to say you posted a little question to our Instagram friends this week.
I did post a question, and I want to kind of pose that question to you two in a slightly different way, but
pose it, baby.
I will pose it. Rumors are Cunha's most likely gone. Most likely he's going to Manchester United. So, 14th place Wolves, they put up 53 goals this season. Mm-hmm. Cunha had 15 of those goals.
Mm-hmm.
Strand Larson, 14 of those goals. They played roughly the same minutes. Some of that's due to Cunha getting two suspensions. Next closest on the list was Aitnoy, 4 goals. So these two dominated the goals for Wolves, is what I'm saying. Now, Cunha put up 102 shots, 41 were on target.
Pretty good, pretty good.
15 goals. So he hit the net 40% of the time. And his shot, when his shots were on net, it was a goal 36% of the time. Now, Strand Larson put up 54 shots on, or 34 on target and 14 goals. Hit the net 62% of the time. Cunha's 40, and when a shot was on goal, it went in 41% of the time to Cunha's 36. So, for me, for the last 2 weeks, I said I'm out on Wolves. I don't like the team in general. I think they were dominating the teams they should have, and they're not very good against the good teams. So for me, I don't want either of them this week. That's not what this conversation is about. But I will ask you both, would you take either of them this week? Would you take either of those two in the Wolves game this week?
No, I would not.
Against Brentford, a defense that's not great. I think they're pretty much middle of the pack in terms of goals conceded this year, so it's not a great defense.
No, I wouldn't. Especially Cunha didn't start their last game. So I think there's better options this week. Yeah.
All right, so we're all in agreement we would
I wouldn't start.
I don't think Larson's bad.
Strand Larson I would consider.
Interesting. Love that.
We mentioned Evan Nielsen as our favorite forward differential. I think Strand Larson is right behind him.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. So I like Strand Larson as well.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact of Wolves?
Yeah.
I guess I can't. That's way too broad. They're the only team in the EPL that didn't get a PK this year.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep.
Refs against them. All right, so let me pose. With all that said, let me pose the question to you both. The question essentially that I asked on Instagram was, first, if Cunha leaves and goes to Manchester United, we don't know what else they're going to do in the offseason. We know what they have now. If he goes to that team, is he going to be better? Is he going to score more than 15 goals next season? And on the flip side, if he leaves and Strand Larson stays, does Strand Larson instantly become a big breakout candidate for FPL next year, knowing that he's now the focus of the offense?
You want to go first?
Yeah, because it's pretty simple. I think both of them actually pretty much perform the same. I see Cunha helping United and in real football killing it.
Yes.
But I don't think he gets over 15 goals next season.
Manchester United's two forwards scored 7 goals combined this year.
They're going to be a different team next year, though.
Yeah.
But I think he's in the 10 to 15 range, and he's going to do a lot more for the team besides score. And I think Strand Larson, he's a 12 to 17 goal a season EPL player, which is awesome. But he depends also on people that are around him. So I don't know what Wolves are going to sign or who they're going to sign and let go. But I think both are kind of going to produce the same.
So no change for you. You think they kind of stay where they are. All right.
I think it's I'm on the same wavelength as Phil. I think it's a minimal change for both. I think Strand Larson, and also he's shown he can perform whether Cunha was in the lineup or not. So maybe he has a couple more goals next year, just, you know, opportunity's sake, maybe.
They get PKs.
If they do get a PK.
Yeah.
Cunha, like I think, Sean, the question you posted on Instagram, which you should all check out, was is he a top three forward now with, you know, the upgrade to Man United?
Yeah.
That in quotes was intentional.
Forward as in FPL forward.
Yeah.
Forward position.
I can't like say, having watched this entire season, that he's going to be better off in United's system. I could see him excelling, and I think he's a really good player. So I think he'll have 15 goals and 7 assists this season?
22 returns.
Yep. I think it's going to be around that same number. I could see it being a little bit higher. But yeah, I can't say that I feel better about him for him going to United.
All right. Well,
given everything that I have watched this season.
So I tend to disagree.
He's still somebody I'm interested in, but like, yeah, I'm not upgrading him going to United.
Fair enough. I tend to disagree with you both. We will see what happens. I think he does get an upgrade. I think he gets close to the 20 goal mark. That's just my thought process. I think Amorin in his second season, I think they go out, you know, Ahmad back. I think they put some pieces around him. I think he ends up having close to 20 goals. I know that's just a take from a guy who didn't watch Man U every single game, but that's where I'm at with it.
No, Sean, I'll take the positive.
We're going to see what happens there.
I'll take the positive.
I think for him, what might be more interesting is let's see returns, goals, and assists. How many do you think he ends up with?
25.
Combined goals and assists?
Yeah, I think he'll probably have around 19-ish goals, and he'll probably be similar assist-wise in the 7 range.
See, I see it the opposite. I could see him if they United signs no one a good on that forward. Team.
That's the problem. You're assuming they're going to get a good forward.
I think they will. Well, I don't know.
Because if they don't, I don't think assists.
I could see him getting like 14 assists and like 8 goals.
Are you talking this is Premier League only?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if they sign Liam Delap, which is rumored?
I think my problem is like, is he going to get an upgrade from Strand Larsen? Because a lot of assists. Yeah,
I think Delap and Strand Larsen are probably in the same tier forward.
Going to be similar then. I think Strand Larsen is a solid forward. So if you don't get something better than that, are his assists going to go up that much? Maybe not.
I think there's a lot of variables.
There's a lot. That's why I asked it now. We'll talk about it a bunch in the offseason.
I can't predict he'll be better given what I've seen so far.
We'll be talking about this and all the other teams in the offseason.
Yes, sir.
Tune in to get yourself ready for next FPL
this
season.
This has been long. Should we wrap it up?
We should wrap it up.
Well, we're only doing one, you know.
Look out for our final team selection going in to this game week. That'll be coming out.
Let's get 69 again.
Probably Friday. That'll come out Friday this week. This episode should be out Thursday. So we'll put our team out Friday. Coming into the summer, we're going to keep putting out content. We're going to keep talking about next season, you know, mock drafts, the whole deal, talking about transfers, talking about news. With that, I think we're out of here. So find us on X, Instagram. Listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, comment on the videos. We really appreciate it. Helps us out. And I think with that,
see ya.
See ya.
Bye.